Jake Mason served in the Marines in the mid-90s. Following his service, he suffered from PTSD, struggled with addiction, and ended up homeless. It took him more than a decade to realize there were services to help him get clean at the Tomah VA. Now, Mason works for the Tomah VA, helping homeless veterans find jobs. He says many veterans still don't realize what services are out there.
I think they're still at the point, a lot of them, either using substances, couch surfing at between friends and family. It seems like it usually takes a little while before they either came in or realized that the option is out there to come into the VA. And some just don't want to.
Mason and the dozens of people who attended the Tomah VA Mental Health Homeless Summit want to change that. Officials from many groups got together for the first time to figure out how to better work together. Cindy Grosskreutz is the Healthcare for Homeless Veterans Coordinator at the Tomah VA. She says the VA and community agencies rely on each other to find healthcare, homes, and jobs for veterans. Grosskreutz says she made new connections at the summit that will help struggling veterans down the line, but ultimately, it's up to the individual.
The veteran has to have buy-in to this process. Change does not happen because other people want you to do it. It has to happen because the individual wants to do it.
Attendees say they'll be meeting on a more regular basis. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.